This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of LabCast. I'm Brendan Knoyer, and today we are joined by our friend, founder, and principal consultant at Rocket Launch Marketing, April Dumford. April, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
Thanks very much for calling in. We appreciate you taking the time. And now at Rocket Watcher, you create a lot of content around product marketing tips for startups with things around, you know, metrics, lead gen, social media, and also messaging. And that's what we're going to talk about today is the topic of messaging for startups. So just to get started, I thought it would be a good question to ask is, you know, what do you mean exactly by messaging as a component of marketing, but not necessarily marketing itself. You know, why is that so important for young companies?
Yeah, well, I think messaging is really important because it's kind of the foundation for a lot of the other things that you do. So when you start thinking about doing lead generation, doing content creation, creating things that are customer facing, a lot of that, the basis of that, you really need to have your messaging nailed to make sure that that stuff is effective and it works. So I think it's really kind of a foundational thing. It's also important because it's really hard. It's something that you get better at doing when you've done it a lot. And for many startup founders, I think messaging is a hard one because a lot of folks have never done that before. And so I know when I'm talking to young startups and founders where it's their first startup, we often get into a big, deep discussion about messaging because sometimes it seems awfully obvious. But when you actually sit down and try to say, well, exactly what are we? Exactly what is the, you know, the core of the value we offer to customers? Explaining that in a really succinct, compelling way for customers is actually way harder than you think it's going to be.
Why is it so hard? I mean, would you say that the majority of companies tend to mess this up? And why is that? What are some of the really big challenges?
I think they do mess it up at the beginning and then it gets better and better. So there's a few challenges. One is that, you know, as a founder or folks that work inside the company, you tend to be really, really close to the product or the offering that you've got. And so you tend to look at it from a fundamentally different point of view than your customers would look at it. And, you know, some of the common mistakes I see in messaging are things like founders will get very focused on a particular feature because that's the way we build products. We think about features and we build them out. But customers don't really care about features. What they care about is the value that that feature delivers. So that's one mistake that startups make. The other thing I see a lot is, startups that talk about some of the more esoteric features or value points for customers, but they've kind of skipped the fundamental stuff, like what are we? What do we do? Who is this product for? And I think in a world where people have very short attention spans and a lot of the lead generation you're doing is online, so people, you know, you have to try and capture their attention in a very short period of time. And so you need to kind of start with the basic stuff and then move people along. So if people can't figure out what it is that you do in seconds, they're never going to get to, you know, feature number XYZ or the little esoteric point of value that you have that might be a differentiator. But if I don't think this thing is for me within 3 seconds, you're going to lose me before you ever get a chance to do that.
Sure. And you touched on this a little bit just now, but you have a slideshow presentation that you actually sent to us on messaging for startups. And in it, you say that there are two different things that companies really need to have a strong understanding of first. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's having a good understanding of your customers, but also a good understanding of yourselves. And I was wondering if you could just sort of expand on what you mean by that.
Yeah, so, you know, the first one is understanding your customers. So you really have to be able to put yourself into the mind of your customers, and so that you can express what it is that you're going to be able to do for them. So, you know, there's a few different aspects to that. So one is understanding your market segment. And this is one that I get a lot with startups that I talk to, is they tend to kind of think, well, you know, anyone could be a customer for this, you know, especially if we're talking about B2C type startups. So, well, anyone could be a customer for this. But the reality is, when we're talking about an early stage startup and you're looking to get traction, not everybody is the easiest customer to get. So you need to think about, who are your early adopters? Who are the people that are willing to take a chance on this thing right now? And so when you're talking about B2B segments, you can think about things like, you know, which customers are those? So, you know, are they big companies or small companies? What type of company are they? Is there a particular growth prospect? Growth profile for a customer, or this stage that a company is at? Does it have something to do with their budget? When I'm thinking about B2C, it's more things like age, income, employment, hobbies, maybe a particular problem that customer has. So that's sort of one aspect of it. And then you get into the whole idea of persona development, and that's a little more complicated, and I think a bit less intuitive for many startups, but it's getting into the head of, you know, what is the flow of that customer's day like? What sort of skills does that customer have? What's their attitude about things? What's their environment look like? Are there things that they're really anxious about or worried about? And so you have to be able to think about that, and you can gather that information by doing things like interviews or observing prospects and their sort of day-to-day, what they do. You can get prospects to show you, you know, exactly how do you do this in a typical day, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's a kind of, you know your customer piece. And then you've got to really understand your own stuff. So what exactly is the problem that you're solving for the customers? What is the value that you deliver? And part of that is going to be understanding a bit of what your competition is doing. And by competition, that might be other offerings in your space, or your competition might be do nothing. For a lot of startups, they're trying to convince a customer to do something that they've never actually done before, or solve a problem that they may not even be completely aware that they've got. Mm-hmm. So you've got to think about, you know, what are the competitive alternatives for that customer? And then what is the unique differentiating value that you can deliver when you sort of stack it up against these other alternatives? So those are two things you need to do up front before you start sitting down to actually create your messaging.
And you know, another thing that's important, and you actually talked about this in detail in a guest post for our OpenView Lab site not long ago. We had an article called "Creating a Startup Value Statement That Works," and in that article, you went through three things that you believe every message must answer. So, so what are those three things? What should really good startup messaging answer for customers and potential customers?
Well, the first one, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the conversation, but the first one is, you've really got to get out there quickly. What the heck is this thing? That's when it drives me crazy, actually. I get hundreds of invites for new startups like, hey, try our thing. And then I go and I can't figure out what the heck it is. And I think you need to get that out, particularly if it's not completely obvious what it is. You need to actually just say it as simply as you can. You know, this is exactly what we do, in really simple language. And then you get into, okay, so now we've established what it is. You know, it's photo sharing. It's something to manage your finances. It's a camera. And, you know, just plain, that's what it is. And then you say, well, then the next question you have to answer for prospects is this thing for me? Right? So, yeah, it's a camera, but I've already got a camera. I don't know if I need another camera. Yeah, it's for managing finances, but, you know, I don't have a ton of money. Is it for managing, you know, how much finances do I have to have? Mm-hmm. You know, so you need to answer the question, like, you need to sort of speak to, again, this target market that you're trying to go after, to let them know that, yes, this thing is for you, that it appeals to these people that you're most likely to be able to convert. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is this whole idea around differentiation and why should they buy it from you. So yeah, okay, your online accounting software for small businesses, that's great, you know, but you're not the only guys that offer that for small businesses. Why should I buy it from you? What is it about, what is it you can do for me that nobody else can do for me? And the thing you have to keep in mind with answering those three questions as well is you need to do it in that order. So again, like I mentioned it before, a lot of startups will jump right to the why should I buy it from you without ever telling me what the it is in the first place. So you need to actually kind of go through this flow and answer the things in the right order. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
And the last thing you allude to is also it's important to tell a great story. That's sort of how, to go back to the slideshow presentation you sent to us, that's sort of how it ends. It seems to me without a great story, all this stuff is pretty moot, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when it comes to really making this stuff stick, you know, I can tell you all the data, I can tell you my value points, I can tell you stuff, but if you really want it to resonate with a customer or a prospect, I think storytelling is really, really important. So, and it's actually really hard. It's easier to just say, you know, we can, you know, here's my value statements, here are the things we can do. I can help you manage your finances better. I can pull all your financial information from different places. I can get you to buy a new car faster. But then if I say, now let me give you an example, you know, Joe from New Jersey used our software. Before this, he'd been trying to buy a car for 9 months. He used our software and here's the three things he did, and then he bought a car. It makes it a lot more real for customers to actually hear the story. Customer stories are one way to do it. I've had startups that have great stories about how they actually came up with the idea for the product in the first place. Those are good stories because, again, it tends to illustrate the pain, the value that the product delivered, you know, the whole idea of here's how we came up with it and here's where we got to is usually a good story. There are other stories, you know, at a startup I worked at once, we had a major deal that we lost and then later on we won it. And it was a really interesting story about how the customer had decided to go with us and then how they decided not to go with us and then how they regretted not going with us and then later on came back to us. And it was a story that we trained all of our sales reps to tell. And it was very compelling for customers because it addressed a bunch of things. The value that we delivered, it addressed that we understood, you know, the different conflicting requirements that customers had. And there was a bit of a cautionary tale there about if you make a mistake on this decision, this might be bad. So please think about it. So I think storytelling is really important. It's hard to get out succinctly. It's hard to build really good ones. But if you've got one, it's amazing how powerful that can be.
Well, very cool, April. I just want to thank you again for taking the time to talk with us. This is great information. And before we let you go, I'd love to give you a chance to tell folks and our listeners a little bit more about yourself and where they can go to find more information. RocketWatcher.com is a good place to start, right?
Yeah, RocketWatcher.com, that's where I blog about startup marketing stuff. So you can go there. That's a good place to find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm April Dunford on Twitter. And yeah, and you can drop me an email too. I'm APrilDunford@gmail.com. I get lots of interesting email from startups too.
Very cool. We'll be sure to include links to all those different sites and your email address on this podcast when we post it. Thanks very much again. Hopefully we can do this again sometime soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.